Well, what it means is we'll have a new player, a very large, a super major, coming into the PNG market. That's the French giant Total. And that means that now PNG can show the world that it has two super majors. ExxonMobil is the other one, on projects in PNG. So it's a very good sign for the PNG resources sector. In a nutshell, InterOil has been shopping around for a super major or a major oil company somewhere in around the world to help them develop this Elk Antelope field, which is a sizable gas field in Papua New Guinea, up in Gulf Province, in the highlands there. And because they can't develop it on their own, they need somebody who's got large pockets. And as a result of a beauty contest, if you like, they finally decided to choose Total. In the meantime, in a rather nifty move, Oil Search had gone in and bought out the other partner that InterOil had, an organisation called PAC LNG. And basically, that happened just weeks or days even before InterOil selected Total. And then when they sold Total their share, suddenly went, hang on, I thought you had to give us the chance to buy those shares too. So that's what the dispute was all about. But ultimately, what this means is that we're going to get not only a second, much stronger likelihood of a second LNG project for Papua New Guinea, but also one that has the infrastructure built from scratch again, rather than using the infrastructure that's already in place in the country, which means more jobs, more investment.
Is it good to have competitive infrastructure?
Well, that's the argument that Oil Search was concerned about. As a shareholder in both projects, they want the second project up and running as quickly as possible. And I guess in that respect, using existing infrastructure makes sense. If you're Total and InterOil, however, you probably want to run your own infrastructure and not have to use somebody else's, particularly if their project is actually in a different part of the country, a lot closer to Port Moresby, the capital. So they wanted to control and build their own infrastructure and therefore have control over their project, you could say, and do it their way. There was a differing of views, and in the end, the prevailing view probably will win out, which is Total and InterOil's view that they will be the ones who will develop a new infrastructure.
Does it hurt the local Oil Search and ExxonMobil ventures?
Not at all. The ExxonMobil project is already up and running. And actually, in many ways, it'll be an assistance, because what it'll do for PNG generally is mean that there's another project being built, because the ExxonMobil project has finished and that building phase is over. So, in fact, it will actually be good for PNG. And as far as Oil Search is concerned, they really don't care either way, because they've got a share in both projects. So they're pretty happy.
So when is it expected that development of Elk Antelope would get underway?
Well, there's a few steps before they can actually go ahead. It's likely to be a decent-sized project. They're suggesting it might be up to $20 billion US dollars in size. It'll take them at least 5 years to build it, and with construction starting at the very earliest in about 14, 15 months' time. So really, we're not going to see any results from this project, assuming that they go ahead and prove all the reserves are up there in the hills, because they've still got to demonstrate that they've got the sizable reserves up in the highlands. It's going to be probably early 2021 before we actually see gas exported from this project out of Papua New Guinea.
But certainly a lot of infrastructure to be built beforehand.
Absolutely. But the point is, I guess, this kind of infrastructure is good for some of the provinces in Papua New Guinea who are outside of the populous areas. So the Gulf Province is an underdeveloped part of Papua New Guinea. They're going to need infrastructure, pipelines, inland ports and storage facilities, roads, and all sorts of things, which the ExxonMobil project also delivered to Southern Highlands Province. So that's got to be good for some of the less developed parts of Papua New Guinea.
Certainly a huge boost to government revenue after the hits they've taken over the past 6 months.
It's really good news for the Papua New Guinea government and for the state, because they do need more resources projects coming on stream. The largest single driver of the economy for years has been the Ok Tedi copper mine over in Western Province near the Indonesian border. And that mine is coming to the end of its life. It's a natural end. It will keep going for a little bit longer. But really, the big money, the big exports from that mine have come to an end. So PNG needs replacement revenue, and the ExxonMobil-led PNG LNG project is part of that, but this will also help enormously.